bust Ms. Frost, let the record show that. We're one shorter than we were. Everybody's still here, and we are on Section 4, Number 4, 21-104, in regards to Hannah Black and DVN, board may review, discuss, take action on request to modify continuing education agreement stated in consent agreement. And this was...
She was just asking if you could modify the topic of RCE to something broader, because she got difficulty finding for our RCE and he saw we don't do this.
$4 is what?
This is what you'll do, ways of...
What about something on nutrition?
It's going down the same tube, but it's not useful.
Emergency.
Some kind of emergency care stuff.
Because I think, probably feeding tube placement would be more in like a parvo case or in an adequate doses case as opposed to a class just on that. Trying to think of what other classes I've seen that would get to the same level of what we're thinking.
It's an emergency medicine.
And I think maybe nutritional feeding, something around that, internal medicine nutrition maybe. Because that'll be, I'm sure they'd talk about feeding tube placement.
It has to go along with the penalty.
Well, but I'm thinking that they would talk about feeding tube placement and that, but they'd also talk about G tubes and J tubes and all these other things. Or nasal feeding, and so I think that may incorporate it, but finding a specific esophageal tube placement for this. Because honestly, I can place a tube in about 8 minutes at the most. So getting 4 hours to cover those 8 minutes is kind of hard. So yeah, maybe something around nutrition or feeding for the critical patient or something like that. Nutrition for the critical patient, maybe look for something around there.
For the what patient?
Critical, sorry.
Nutrition for feeding tube?
What did I say? I'm sorry?
I heard something else.
Nutrition for feeding tube?
Well, I mean, I don't think you'll find a class for feeding tube itself, but in nutrition of a critical patient, I think feeding tubes would be talked about, or at least a higher chance of being talked about.
Or emergency care.
Yeah.
It might be under, like, if you're, what track you would look for at a conference would probably be emergency care and then nutrition under that.
Yeah.
What about, like,
and that's what she was.
Yeah, so hepatic lift dose would probably talk about feeding tube, but I think that would be all the second happenstance issues, but I think that would be fine, because we're going to talk about it. But yeah, I think it'd be hard to find a specific course for someone. I can see that.
I didn't hear what you said.
A tab for the doses.
Because it'll be talked about in that. Like I said, so yeah, I think we're going to have to go with courses that will talk about esophageal as opposed to about esophageal. So yeah, I would direct to look more towards feeding and nutrition for critical patients, maybe.
Okay.
And that might help satisfy us a little bit better. Because maybe there's better options than the need to.
Are you okay with changing that?
We need to vote on that.
Mark, that's a good question. So they're modifying the requirement for the CE for the CE plan. Do they need to vote on that? Should they vote on that since it's changing what the order says?
Yes. Yeah. So, I'll make the formal motion. And then you say?
I second.
Okay. And? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? And that motion passes. All right. 21-146 regards to John Opplinger, DVN, board may review, discuss, and take action on practice monitor initial report for Wickenburg Veterinary Clinics and compliance with the requirement for practice owner notifications to the board. Ms. Solomon is the lead, and I almost guarantee she was not happy.
Evidently, the other owners have the same cavalier attitude toward regulations that Dr. Opplinger has demonstrated to us. I would give them, this is not in compliance with the CA. They say they received the document, but apparently they didn't read it. So I would say that we give them comply with the CA or we will lift the stay.
Ms. Sullivan, can I interject because I received an email during the meeting from that same person. But again, it wasn't a letter, it's not a letter, it was just an email that says the second half of what they're supposed to say. And it says, I'm writing to confirm that Western Vet Partners understands the condition of probation stay and revocation for Dr. John Oplinger. And the email does have, you know, it says, you know, it has her signature block. But it's not everything that it's supposed to say.
And when did we get that?
This morning. They originally sent one yesterday. He forwarded me an email from her that just said, we read it.
Yeah, they waited till the very, 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 very last minute. And so I think they need to know that we're serious. So again, I would reiterate, you know, what they sent us. Partially complied, but not completely. And I think that if this is the case where if we bend a little or overlook a little, it will be taken for an inch into the proverbial mile. So I would stick with I'll make my motion to give them 5 days to fully comply with that section, your section. Of the consent agreement or the stay is listed. No second?
I'm sorry for reading.
We're both reading up on your case, Maureen. We're just reading it here.
It's just that they received the document and then they submitted something this morning. Because after Victoria spent the time explaining to them exactly what needs to be in it, exactly, and they couldn't even comply with her exam and follow the instructions. So,
okay, I got that part, but what did you want to do? 5 days?
Give them 5 days to fully comply with that section of the consent agreement or the stay is lifted. In other words, they have to submit something that is per the consent agreement that is a letter of the owner and on their letterhead and to meet the full, not just a casual email.
And if I could jump in, the other piece of this is that he was supposed to do that within 14 days of the effective date of the consent agreement. We don't know where he originally gave it to them because they don't tell us.
Right. That appears to be the case. But and it would come directly to the board, not through him.
Right.
Now, just to clarify on that, because you're saying letterhead, and so I'm guessing mail, not email. Is 5 days enough to get something, or would we say postmarked within 5 days, just on the same side? Because mail can sometimes be a little weird.
Postmarked is close. Good point, yeah.
What I told them yesterday when I spoke to them on the phone was that it could be a letter on letterhead that is email.
Okay. It doesn't have to be. I just wondered if we're gonna talk about mail, I'd rather say postmarked by 5 days as opposed to
receive. Yeah. They could do a letterhead letter, meet all the requirements and attach it as a document to an email.
Cool.
Correct?
Yes.
All right, so motion on the floor, they gotta get that done in 5 days or we lift the stamp.
I'll second that.
Okay, motion on the floor, we got a second. Any further discussion? since we have this other person's email address now, and that's who needs the own information, you know, he's not feeding her information very well, or so I don't know whether it's him not giving her good directions or her being just as bad as he is. We could find out real quick by sending her the instructions. So she can just, and if she complies, then we know, well, it's not her, it's still him, which we knew about. And if she doesn't, then we know, well, the sooner we can let the stay, the better.
Right. The consent agreement is with him, not the owner. Number one, I believe, I'll stand corrected if that's legally not correct. So it's, you know, the wolf off the hook, he's, you know, it's time to grow up.
I know, but since they own it, it's their prerogative to get rid of him. And they don't know, they don't know what they don't know.
Well, that's not up to us, that's up to them as the owner.
Smooth things along here.
We don't require in any of our, other than requiring notification of the owner, that has to be done by them. And anyhow, no more beating of the dead horse.
Okay, motion on the floor, 5 days. If there's no compliance, correct compliance, stay as lifted. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Opposed? That motion passes.
Thank you.
2130 in regards to Josh Finch, DVM board may review.
Can we go back? Sorry.
No.
This was the practice monitor report, his first practice monitor report to review. That was part of the agenda item.
Yeah.
The practice monitor report. That's going to be reading up the agenda.
I did look it over. Wasn't terribly impressive, but I. With some regrets.
Yeah.
Did anybody have any concern about reading the?
No, I'd have more concerns if we don't start seeing improvement than the next report.
Yeah.
But right now, it's kind of like identifying issues. Yeah, it's expected.
Yeah, right, right.
Okay.
There's a bunch of issues, so we'll see if they're corrected.
Got it, thanks.
Okay, now the next one. Josh Finch, DVM board may review, discuss, take action on continuing education completed as required by board order and may return license to active status. It's in supplement one.
Yep, so he finished his CE and I would make a motion to return Dr. Finch's license to active status.
Second.
And second, all in favor?
Aye.
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 Opposed? That motion passes. And then to number 820-105, regards to Gary Pollock, DEM, board may review, discuss, take action on continuing education completed as required by board order and may return license to active status. That's in supplement three. On something, but it should not be on this official form.
You can sign under better name.
Well, yes, obviously that too, yeah.
With the number.
Yeah, with the USDA number.
Yeah.
Is it, Why do kennels need a USD number? Ship puppies across the country or?
Are you talking this one? That's not her signature, is it?
Yeah, it's a.
That is a veterinarian, that's sign.
No, no.
No.
No, that's just, that's a, is that license number attached to?
But the Arizona number 882.
That's, she's not, that's her USDA.
Oh, okay, that's.
But I don't think USDA numbers start off with the state and then.
And
So she was a breeder, she grew, she vaccinated her own puppies. She filled this form out, gave it to the pet owner. Pet owner brought it to the animal hospital and they questioned the license number, so they looked it up, saw that that wasn't a license number. And then they called the Ms. Peterson because they are aware of her and she admitted that she did sign that, but her intent wasn't to mislead the pet owner that it was.
This is fraud. I mean, she said.
Yeah, this doesn't need this document.
This is, this.
Animal control, or the sheriff's office for the animal control went out and they attempted to make contact with her, but she wasn't home, so they called her, which is what the video is. And she said that was her USDA number. She can, you know, they confirmed that she can treat her own pets and even vaccinate her own animals. But they were concerned about the signature on it and that even though it doesn't say DVM behind the name, she said though she was not trying, her intention was not to mislead anyone or portray herself as a veterinarian.
No, she can get rabies vaccine if she can get it and give it. I don't care about that. But like signing this form, that's a like, prosecutorial level.
So
because that's a health thing.
The
you can't give a license.
There's no case open yet,
yeah.
So that would be the first step.
So yeah, so I would make a motion to open a case against Joanna Peterson. Yeah, Peterson for license practitioner.
Second.
Motion on the floor and second to open a case. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
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 Opposed? Motion passes.
Now, since we.
Go ahead.
Oh, so since we just opened the case, can we go through and do everything right now? We're going to do that to the next agenda. So I can do us.
I think we open a case and.
Open a case, I send her a letter, okay. A letter of inquiry to gather information from her directly because I haven't had no contact with Ms. Peterson yet. So
we're done at this point. For this, okay.
Yes. Thank you.
Cool.
So I'm trying to move on. Number three, board may review, discuss, take action on possible unlicensed practitioner Richard Zmiewski. Say that five times fast. So this is the one with there's no information. What do you want me to do with this?
Right, this was just an anonymous letter that was sent to us.
Yeah.
I don't even care to confirm that this is happening in Arizona. The area goes in the murder
area. Yeah.
Yeah, so, I mean, do you typically respond back to these people and say, we need this much information to do this?
It was an anonymous letter. Oh. No, I have no idea where I
came from. So noted.
I know we're one worship family with this, but not those. Oh, and this isn't Roy D. Murphy.
What's his
own
Mercer?
Okay. Maybe I'm the only one who's heard that.
I'll say it's a radio thing. No, I was like, I know Mercer. Hold on. Okay.
Just, you know, we don't boil.
I'm sorry, did you say any action?
Yeah, no, no action.
We can't do it.
Now, for these no action ones, if we got someone that said actually more information in 6 months, does this sit in a file somewhere for that name and be like, oh, well, we have this from the name, now we have more information? Or does this just kind of get into the ether of the internet as just lost?
No, I'm sure
that's just
that material, but we just have to be, you know, based on my memory.
Okay, so, I mean, there's not a database of, oh, that last name was already reported to us. Okay. That was more of a question.
If we had a secret staff that remember to kept track of all that,
yeah.
Maybe you do that. Sounds like a chair responsibility.
Okay. Well, she's not the next one. Okay. Board member, review, discuss, take action on the American Association of Veterans State Board's call for bylaw amendments. And Dr. Wright, you're the lead. And we need to get it. Brevet is the language of the day.
So I'm disappointed in y'all because I never get any kind of amendments. But it's just the process is open now. If there's anything that we need to submit for the bylaws amendments, we can do that through the board. We just have to the national board. So I'm sure the new members have already read all the bylaws for the AASB, so I'd like your input on this. Or we can move on since that's what I'll do. All right, Mrs.
Collins.
But yeah, this is basically, out of all joking aside, this happens every year about bylaws amendments for the AASB, which I hope both of you can attend this year, because it is a really amazing experience.
Maybe I'll be there.
If you do find something, they are going to tap you for any kind of committee or anything like that, so free up some time now. If there's any kind of bylaws that we need to amend or change or recommend, that this is the time to do that.
Okay, Dr. Wright. Based on my experience this past year and trying to access the online site and all the information available, I learned that public members do not have full access to the AASB site. I believe they should have, because we have to rule on the same stuff the veterinarians and veterinary technicians have to. So I mean, we have too many issues coming before us.
Last time I was at AASB meeting, I brought that up and I said that one of our public members couldn't get on, and they were like, that's not right.
Yeah,
that's where she got that information. So it sounds like they might have some issues in the office.
So I'll reach out to them, to my point there, and just ask and see. And then we'll go back from there, because that is something that we need to possibly address with this. We'll find them something to submit. But the AASB is pretty open about stuff. So I can't imagine
I talked to Rainey Franklin. Yeah, because I couldn't get in, and I contacted her, and she said public members are not allowed to access what veterinarians and certified vet techs are allowed to access. And I said, why is that? She couldn't give me a real explanation. She just said, that's the way the current setup is.
And they have accounts because they're licensees.
So is this like for the vault system and that kind of thing then?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, so it's not for the actual business portion of AASB, it's for the licensing portion and stuff.
It's for the website. If it's for the American, if it's the American Association of State Veterinary Boards, and I'm a member of the State Veterinary Board, why do I not have access to their full site?
Because you're not on a committee. Which one do you want to sign up for?
Ooh.
Daphne is the right.
So you talked to Randy about that.
Yeah.
Dr. Wright, we'll check into it.
All right.
Thank you.
That's his assignment.
Yay!
All right, next up is board member. What is the deadline for those amendments?
120 days, so I got to look and see exactly what day that was.
So it's a ways off, but start thinking about it.
Yeah, so yeah.
Or 108 days from the convention.
From the beginning, so we have to submit it, so we have some time right now. So I'll bring this back at the next meeting so we can agendize this again, and I'll see what I found out. And if we do have something that needs to be addressed, I can contact, or can I contact someone beforehand? That way she can have some repair, potentially, or we can work on something. Okay. So when I get an answer, Ms. Altman, I will contact you, and then we will see if there's something that we need to propose potentially, or we can start working on it to submit it. So we'll touch base on this again next month as a committee, or as a board, and I'll talk to you as soon as I get an answer.
Okey-doke. And I'm going to search my files and see if I have any emails from Lainey documenting it.
Beautiful. Yes, that'd be awesome.
Thank you.
All right, next up, number five, board may review, discuss, and take action to approve funding for one board member to attend the American Association of Veterinary State Board's Board Basic and Beyond Training.
So I'm going to jump in on this one. I think most of us are familiar with this training that you are already on. Because Dr. Niles is nice and long, to ask him if he would like to go and if he would be interested in attending. So he could be the one person.
I thought we had two, they were going to have to light fire.
He also has one.
From them?
It says, yeah, it says registration is open to one person.
Yeah, they just wanted us to duke it out.
Yeah.
He keeps you by a month, so.
So would this doesn't come again until next year, is that correct?
It's this April.
Yeah.
Is it possible to say, hey, we potentially have two?
I think there is. I think they fill everybody who wants one first, and if there's open seats, but Dr. James, you may remember better than I do.
They put multiple people from groups together.
Is there?
Because I kind of felt like a one-off.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah, so let me just ask them real quick.
Pay attention to it, it's on the paper.
Yeah, if they're limiting us to one, then yeah, I think if they're seniority, if they are willing to do two, because a lot of times they will, because they pay for it, right? Or is it our funds?
They pay for the travel, we pay $250.
Yeah, so I mean, so if they're willing to do that for two, it'd be nice if we can get both of them going, but I mean, if they're all limited to one, I actually have two, but.
So Dr. Thompson, would you be interested in attending?
Is that the one in April?
Kansas City.
Yeah, I have to see if I can change the things I have committed on our local unit on that weekend.
I would be interested in going, but.
Well, I can do it all rolling to see it.
If I can find a week to cover that would be.
All right, so we got that, or do we have to vote on spending that to $250?
Let's vote, please.
Okay.
So I'll make a motion to extend the second fee if AAVSD allows that.
Both of them, you have to spend the $200.
Oh, for both, I'm sorry.
Another $250 if we can.
But the first $250 is already done, okay. So I will make a motion to authorize up to two admission fees for the board basics and beyond training, pending approval from the AAVSD.
Second.
And a second, okay. All those in favor?
I've got four questions for Pearson.
What was that, I'm sorry?
I got four questions on that.
Yeah.
They will cover the travel expenses for the first one. We're gonna ask them if they cover the travel expenses for the second one. Is
yes.
That what I'm understanding? Okay, thank you.
All right, next up is number six, board may review, discuss, and take action on possible unlicensed practitioner, Aria Wolf, or whatever her name is. I'll be tattooed on her somewhere.
Unfortunately, it's a familiar name.
Yeah.
So there's a lot, and this one lady from Texas managed to take into the corner.
Yeah. So we issued a cease and desist in June of 2020.
It was never rescinded.
Yeah. Okay.
So there's lots of issues at the managed dental use complaints.
Yeah.
Some of them maybe that we can or cannot have, you know, do anything about. Just looking at that contract briefly, it looks like Ms. Wolf could be a co-owner. So she, these pets that she's helping breed. But there's a lot of information that's, you know, claiming that she's representing herself as a veterinarian or a reproduction and nutrition specialist. There's been several other complaints that have come in with concerns. And I will let you know that the first complaint from Ms. Brody, she also filed a complaint against Dr. Hudson, who is the veterinarian that has a lot of dealings with Ms. Wolf.
But that's not before us, yeah.
No, that would probably just process as a complaint, and a normal veterinary complaint process. So he's been sent to notice of it and asked to respond.
Well,
Mark, what is our option?
Go ahead, Insult.
Mark, I was going to ask Mark, what, since we issued a cease and desist and then we rescinded it, what are our options today?
So there's no investigation.
Oh, okay. Mr. Chairman, I move we open an investigation regarding Aria Wolf as an unlicensed practitioner.
Second.
And a second. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? That motion passes. Open investigation. And that's it until we get that going. Moving on to number seven, board may review, discuss, take action on reappointment of KMIC member Christina Tran, DBN. Ms. Krieger, you are the lead.
That is correct. So Ms. Tran is being reappointed to the investigative committee. Victoria tells me that she does a great job as a committee member, and we are, of course, always very happy to have our volunteers on the investigative committees. My only concern, as you all know, I always ask about attendance for those that are interested in getting involved in the board or the investigative committee. And so I did ask Victoria what her attendance record was like. And I think she's a busy gal. And so she's missed, I think what was a little concerning to me, she misses like 3 or 4 meetings a year. But the end of last year, she missed October, November, and December. And I certainly understand things come up, work, you know, you can't get relief, family, other situations. My struggle, of course, because I never want to sound like I'm disciplining or reprimanding our volunteers by any means, as we appreciate their time and effort, but more absences do result in the other board members having to pick up the slack and do more, as well as, you know, potentially having quorum issues sometimes. I don't know if we have a floater. Do we have a floater or not really?
Not really.
Okay, so, I certainly I'm gonna make a motion to reappoint her. I just hope that her attendance, I guess, improves a little bit this year and in the coming years. And of course, if there's ever a point, I hope, you know, she knows that if suddenly she's too overwhelmed and it's just not working, that she can, that we can discuss with her, what the next steps
are. Have we had that conversation already?
I did speak to her early in this last week. She did want me to share that she doesn't think that many absences will continue because she served on some sort of national board the past 2 years, and she said that, she had to choose which things to attend, and she chose these things that she was on this other board for. But she's done with that, so she didn't think that the problem would continue.
And okay. I'm kind of with the same thing in attendance is, we can have a lot of commitments, a lot of different boards and stuff, but we're gonna have a different kind of board than just a board of feeling practitioners or something like that. And we're holding a lot of ideas in our hands. So attendance is a huge, huge thing for me, because I think, again, we are appointed out of the entire state. We're 9 people that hold basically the lives of these licensees in our hands. And I think it's incumbent on us to be present as far as critical issues, because these people are scared. I mean, you can hear it in their voice. They're trembling, they're terrified that we're going to tell them, you're no longer a vet, you are no longer a doctor, you're nothing anymore. And I think they have a right to look at us in that. So attendance on both the investigative and in here has always been huge for me, and I think it's something we just have to really be cognizant of the future. I guess it's a second motion to reappoint, just knowing that this is not one of those things where I miss a day here and there. We're only meeting 12 times a year. That's, you can find 12 times a year in your letter in here to do that, or at least not miss too many of them.
And I did offer to her that if she feels like she can't, maintain what we expect, that she could always become a floater, as Tiger mentioned, so she could be a fellow person. So she could still participate because she is good at what she's there.
Right.
So I got this question. Is the, I guess for both of them, AM and PM, is it the same day of the month every month?
Mostly.
Generally, it's the first Tuesday of each month, unless there is a holiday, or if the room is already booked, which is rare. But unless it's a holiday, it could be the second Tuesday of the month.
Okay.
But generally, it's the first Tuesday.
Which holiday is on Tuesday?
If it's a, if there's a holiday on a Monday.
I know what you're, I'm just kidding. That's weird.
Okay, so yes, I made a motion to reappoint Ms. Tran to the investigative committee. Oh, doctor, sorry.
I'd second that already, so yeah, I'll second again.
All right, motion on the floor is to reappoint. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Opposed? That motion passes. Eight, board may review, discuss, and take action on acupuncture program offering services to the public.
This was an S. Oh, was that it? Okay. Oh, there it is.
This is,
This isn't a...
They didn't have an address and stuff, right?
Yeah, this is actually, at the College for Natural Health and Bioethics and Acupuncture Medicine courses in Minnesota. But it's actually at the facility.
Open a case?
Yeah.
Okay. Who's in the motion?
So I'll make a motion that we open a case of a licensed practitioner at PIHMA.edu, so it's, for offering acupuncture services to the public.
And a second? Promoting the licensed practitioner.
Yes.
All right, motion on the floor is to open the case. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? That motion passes. Next up, board may review, discuss, take action on premise inspections. Dr. Thompson's recused. This is concerning Sun Valley Hope Animal Hospital. Victoria's lead on this.
Yes, so this was re-inspection, a board order re-inspection of Sun Valley Hope. It was last inspected in 2019, and the board at that time asked for a review inspected based on repeat violations from 2014. But I do want to delineate that in 2014, there was a different response to that hearing. So we kind of take that out of there. So we're just looking at 2019 and 2021. This overall, this was a pretty good inspection. There were three repeat violations. One was like super minor, it's not worth mentioning, it's fire supplies. The one thing they keep doing wrong is not recording the heart rate, respiration, and induction. And then the other repeat thing was they didn't have their radiograph label properly. If I look at the 2019 inspection, they didn't even have electronic radiographs. And that was their response at the time was, hey, we're gonna fix this problem by getting electronic radiographs, which they did. They just hadn't had it set up right when I was at this recent inspection. But yesterday they sent me proof that they did get IDEX to set it up right and everything, so that's been resolved. So, from the 2021 inspection, I was actually more concerned about the fact that there were lots of expired drugs from at least a year or more. And as I said in my staff memo, they know we're coming, right? So that tells me there's no process in place to monthly or quarterly or anything check their supply. Rather than opening a case and doing anything else, this may be one where we just go back again and look more at the things that are, you know, a bigger concern. Unless you want to deal with the piece of the continuing to get wrong, not recording heart rate, respiration, and induction.
That's my, I mean, the expired drugs is a problem, and I mean, unfortunately, a problem that all of us have. It's a little concerning that there is a bottle there that was 12 months old. So some of the age of the expired drugs is a little concerning, because I'm guessing it was used in that time of the last couple of months. Whereas some of them you'll see it's expired a month or two, and it's like, okay, it's not as concerning in my mind. But just like my conversation or my battling, as I keep saying, before about the heart rate and respiration for 15 minutes, that should not be hard. That can't be hard. So that one is a huge sticking point for me. Is it worth opening a case right now? I think let's probably re-inspect again as long as that's good for board staff and your time. But I would say, schedule another inspection if we're still seeing that, and we can forewarn them, fix these things. This is not for still seeing that, definitely one of the cases happening. That's my analysis.
Okay, do we have to open a case to do a letter of concern?
Yes.
Correct, okay.
Any action?
So I would say, schedule a re-inspection and maybe have an analysis on any of this.
Yeah, okay.
To know that we're gonna inspect one online.
Right, because you can always bring those other things back.
Yeah, but keep seeing these issues, we're gonna have a lot more